Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone, and hope you're having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading the latest column from my colleague Brianna Albers, in which she writes about the new SMA initiative, SMA My Way. I am officially a baby influencer. I spent this morning tweaking my social media pages. I've been doing that a lot lately, ever since I graduated with a master's degree and found myself with oodles of free time. But this was different. This was purposeful. This was in preparation for the launch of SMA My Way, a patient-focused community I've been working on in collaboration with the biotech company Genentech. It's wild. I've been sitting on this news for over a year. Last June, I was in California with my parents, chatting with colleagues and eagerly awaiting a roundtable meeting with Genentech and the rest of the SMA My Way folks, including Shane and Hannah of Squirmy and Grubs, and Kevin Chandler of We Carry Kevin. My imposter syndrome was, as they say, alive and well. These people are internet famous. I was, in comparison, so low on the totem pole that I felt like I shouldn't be there. But I was. Somehow, for some reason, I was. I went into that roundtable discussion with no idea of what to expect. We talked about the SMA community, what we felt was missing, and the kinds of resources we wanted to see. I ran my mouth about mental health, because I'm pretty sure that's what I was put on this earth to do. Even my dad, who attended the meeting as well, put in his 2 cents. We walked away from that strategic planning session with tentatively high hopes. Genentech was transparent about their intentions. They wanted to help the SMA community, but didn't have the lived experience of someone with the disease, which is where we, the patient ambassadors, came in. I still didn't know why I was there. I've written previously about my limited connection with the community at large. Other than this column, I don't do much in the way of disability advocacy. I am first and foremost a storyteller, with vague dreams of distributing mental health resources. I don't run a wildly popular blog. I'm terrible at keeping up with social media. Writing is an isolating endeavor. Sometimes, if your hard work pays off, you get to share your words with the world, but most of the time it's staring at a computer screen and groaning loudly. Last October, the SMW team met up in my neck of the woods. We discussed the future of SMW and paraded in front of a camera, all to take some professional headshots. I sat in front of a green screen, which is something I never thought I'd say. And then, at the very end of the session, the folks at Genentech said they'd be relying heavily on me for mental health content. Just like that, a cartoon light bulb appeared above my head. The world is undergoing a significant change. Similarly, I am adapting to the chaos of postgraduate life. I always assumed that, armed with my degree, I would transition directly to clinical work. The reality is, as always, far murkier. I don't have a job, a career plan, or any sort of guarantee that my new book will go somewhere. I'm drifting, and now it seems I've tripped and stumbled my way into influencer life. I'm not used to sponsored posts or branded partnerships. It's intimidating, seeing my face on the SMW website, promoting my work, and coming to terms with the fact that I'm an influencer now, or something similar to an influencer, like a distantly related third cousin of a small-time wellness blogger. Even writing this column, typing the word influencer has me freaking out a little because it's new and intimidating and not at all what I envisioned. I just want to write, that's all. Write and run my mouth about mental health. But I believe in SMW, not because I'm a patient ambassador and am contractually obligated to talk this thing up, but because it is by and for the community. Real people with SMA have and will continue to drive the program. And most importantly, the mission is honorable, encouraging SMA patients to live their lives their way. Everything I do, from writing to ranting about Star Wars to yelling about community access to mental health services, is grounded in the disability community. I believe deeply in our magic, our power, our ability to change the world. I would not be involved in SMW if I didn't see it as a vehicle for progress and empowerment. Check out my first collaboration with SMA My Way, which is to no one's surprise at all about mental health. And if you have any ideas for future collaborations, let me know. Thanks everyone, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, Perspectives, From SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. Have you heard of SMA My Way? On our forums, Brianna Albers announced its launch. She's a contributor to the informative platform that focuses on living your best life with SMA. Her first article for the site focused on mental health. To tell us what you think about this new platform and to get a link to check out Brianna's article, head to our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Have you been finding yourself watching a lot of Netflix lately? My co-moderator, Alyssa, recommended a series she recently binged called Lenox Hill. It sounds right up my alley since it's a docudrama that focuses on the medical genre. Have you seen it? What did you think of it? Any other Netflix recommendations? I may be one of the only people on the planet that doesn't have Netflix, but with the lack of programming and the continued need to hibernate, I'm seriously considering getting it. Don't forget to check out our website, smanewstoday.com, for the latest columns, podcasts, and more. You'll find Michael Kasten's recent column where he shared how they celebrated his daughter's golden birthday despite the unusual circumstances this year. I must say, it sounded like a blast. Considering my golden birthday was when I was 4, Ella's at age 10 will be much more memorable. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.